What's up, everybody? Another episode of Love and Hip Hop. The ratchetness is in the building. Let's get it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with a boozy. My niggas is savage. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with a boozy. My niggas is savage. Ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
All set.
Hey.
Records on records, got backers on backers, I'm riding around in a car.
Hey.
I take your beat right from you.
Hey.
Bitch, I'm a dog. Roof.
I wasn't expecting that.
That's right. That's Trinae Todd in the building, y'all. Yes, y'all don't know about her.
Y'all ain't know.
What?
Y'all ain't know. I've turned up with Trinae.
I know.
I should have been aware.
You should have
turned
aware.
Up with you before, and I know how you do, cracking. So...
I'm mad that I missed that Christmas party.
It was
we need to have a redo.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I need that.
Well, actually,
oh, she was there too.
I was in the building. We was in there. The cool kids was in the building. Yeah. We was missing a member of the team.
I know.
The creep squad over here. You know?
The creep squad.
We was out.
I'm the founder of the creep squad. I founded this.
You ain't with us no more.
Man,
you
ain't with us. You'll kick me out. Oh man, I love it. Yeah. You know what it is. Love and hip hop, Ratchet Monday. What's good? What's popping? We gotta just keep it going as we do all day, every day. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. Holding it down as always. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me is my main man.
Hey,
Mr.
What's going
Jimmy
on?
V, what up?
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Jimmy V. We on Twitter, we on Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Like he said, it's Ratchet Monday, so you know how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
You know how it goes. And of course,
Trinae's turned over here.
Queen B herself. I don't know what's going on, but
we're over here.
I like it.
You know, having our own little turn session.
Trinae Todd, what up?
It's your girl Trinae. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Yeah. And of course, holding down the end, this dude always comes in something new.
I know, right?
Last week he was a minister.
Right. Right now he's looking like he's about to turn it up the motherland. We turn it up in Africa, son.
That's right, baby.
What
gotta
up?
Represent each and every time.
Exactly.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Abubu.
Yeah. It is what it is. So, yeah, man.
I ain't gonna lie, guys. I like this after show because it's so chill, laid back, because we know the bullshit that they go through, so it's like, you know, it's not like, you know, gotta force the show. Everybody knows of this ratchetness, you know, and at this point it's clearly just entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment all day, every day.
Entertainment.
Speaking of entertainment, we always love the live chat.
So shout out to everybody in the live chat. Y'all been going.
It's lit there?
Yeah, it's lit. Yeah, it's popping.
Okay.
I'm with y'all, so yeah.
Dope.
I'm about to swing through.
Yeah, if our engineer can put it up, if it is a mine, we promise we won't look at the screen the whole time.
I know, right?
I know that's like the thing.
We got jobs to do.
We got stuff to do. But while he's working on that, and y'all are keeping it going, let's start off with where we left off last week with Sista Monice breaking and entering into the dinner between Rich and Jade. First of all, when it happened last week, I'm going to say, you know, some stuff you're like, okay, I know what's coming up, right? Mm-hmm. He's predictable. That really threw me off. I really did not expect. She's from a whole nother freaking
season. She's
from
Hollywood. Yeah.
Loving Hip Hop. Yeah. Loving Up Hollywood. Obviously, they did have a relationship, which was shown on Loving Up Hop Hollywood.
Yeah.
But we didn't see, you know, it was kind of ended. And even if the after show and the reunion special, they were done. And then she just pops up out of nowhere and is like, yo, what's up? Like, they were still together. And I'm just like, is she crazy or is she crazy?
The thing is, like, that's fun to her. Like, she's like...
She likes pushing buttons.
She feeds off that.
And I like Monice, but I mean, it was just one of those... This is one of those parts in the show where you're like, all right, okay. I knew the show was fake, but it's like, now you're not even trying.
Right.
You're trying to get into it anymore. It's just like... Which is fine. Okay, but...
It was on some Joanne the Scammer She, I feel like she wanted to just be the star of the show in that moment. She was like, okay, Mona has invited me, so let me just come up with anything. And then my other assumption is Rich was definitely texting her and saying some stuff.
He admitted
that's,
to it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, because
hence why he was trying to cop some dome inside the car. So, you know,
according to what was said.
In the public bathroom.
Right. As a male myself, you do send some messages that you don't always mean. I get that.
Why?
I was like, okay, you're going to open up this can.
We're going to
open up the can.
I mean, I can't speak for Rich Dawes.
Speak for yourself. I can only speak for me.
For Khalil.
Mr. Abubu here.
Because I'm not trying to get in trouble. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. I be hungry. When I get the text, when the text comes through.
Sometimes it could be on the male version of some shit that Monice was doing. Like, you want to see, like, well, I wonder what you would say if I say this.
Right. No,
what's going to be your response? What's going to
like
happen?
Like, you're testing out the waters like, over there.
I wonder what would happen if I pressed this button.
Right.
So,
I just pressed it.
Okay, so Rich is self-proclaimed dirtbag, creep, whatever. Right. He's one of the members of the elusive... an elite he's in creep squad.
Original OG.
OG elite. Member, which I don't know stamped why that's something to be proud of. I'm still trying to figure that out.
They rap it like it's the NWA or something.
Dude,
like,
they get allowed in the creep squad again. Yeah. I just can't shout out to Cisco though, because he really be in his feelings, yo. And it's like, you know, in this episode, and then of course in the next episode, and he's really on some like, yo, proud of. And I'm just like, why are you crying that you're getting kicked out of a creep squad? Like, listen to what you're saying.
It's
like,
a creep squad.
You're not creep enough to do this.
Not only that, but it was just like, as a man, like, you're not my friend no more.
Right.
You can't be in our club.
Exactly.
You can't be in our club anymore. We're going to go hang out with that guy.
I'm kicking you out of the treehouse.
No more for you.
Right. You're done. You're done with us. Can't believe it, guy.
Reminds me of...
It's bad.
Recess, actually.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad.
Childish.
Shout out to Khalil Snap. I don't know if anybody follows him, but he's had, like, what, the 12 days of...
25 days of Christmas. I do.
And I actually... tune in to the Recess one.
I do a special every day. I put up a Christmas special every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to follow you as well. That's dope.
I try to do really random stuff. So today was like Keenan and Kale. I did Recess.
Okay.
Brought
me back.
Right.
Anything that you wouldn't normally see is what I try to go for.
Got it. Okay. Dope. Speaking of Recess, all y'all remember Red Rover?
Bring that hoe over here. Yeah, Lil B.
What?
I thought that's what we took it the other way.
Right now, Red Rover?
What school did you go to? I thought that was the transition that we were going to talk about.
No, I was talking about Red Rover.
Whoops, my fault.
This to bring the whole over. Yeah, I remember that. Like, what is...
Nigga, we used black game all the time.
I'm calling your mama. Like, what is... what school did you go to?
Don't judge me.
Man.
No, I don't remember Red Rover. I don't know.
Okay, I'm a little older, maybe.
I don't know.
Showing my age. Okay, moving on.
He said, showing my age.
All right, so, I mean, I think we can agree. Well, okay. She is kind of crazy, though, Monice. I mean, yes.
I hate to say crazy. Crazy is so dismissive.
Do you? But really?
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood? Khalil, come on, man. We're not politically correct on this show. Like, come on.
The funniest thing ever was, you can tell Rich is attracted to crazy women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
it gives him
absolutely
off,
because I think he would be bored otherwise.
That's a clear
example. Oh, yeah. Erica Mena, Monice, anybody he's fool with. Like, they've been a little off. And I think he likes that. Like you said, he's addicted to that because any straight-laced woman would probably bore him.
Yeah.
And he probably just wouldn't, you know, and he likes the young ones, obviously, because this new one is what?
23? 16? 25?
My bad.
16.
She's like
She's like 24. Right, somewhere around there. Which, incidentally, is over now, which I think is a good transition. Yeah. So that whole scene kind of just confused me because I feel like she was on the show and now she's off the show.
Well, that too.
Yeah. But literally, I'm like, was she a prop? Like, what? Because my thing is, they only, according to when they met with his daughter and that little dinner situation, they'd only been together months, right? It was just a few months.
Rich?
Actually, no. It was like 10.
Was it 10 months?
Or something, yeah.
Rich Dollars, had some time he came to LA and he recruited her. I've seen Rich Dollars at an event before.
You're seeing everybody.
Do tell.
He's right. Creeping. Dang. He has his, creepy look. So I could imagine that he probably met her in LA.
Mm-hmm. You gonna be on probably, the next season?
No. Probably scouted her. Uh-huh. Probably was getting her ear. And it just happened to be that he was giving her a dollar and a dream, saying that they're gonna get married, so they're gonna have kids. And she, you know, obviously knew what she was walking into. She knew that he's on reality TV.
Sure.
And that with reality TV comes craziness, randomness. Mm. And, I mean, she signed up for it, and she obviously maybe thought it was going to be different. Maybe he was saying, no, this season, you know, I'm going to be more stable. I'm going to, you know, treat you right. You're going to meet the family. Like, you're going to be different from all the other girls that I've had on the show.
Interesting. Do you think she genuinely liked him? Like, or do you think it was a Jay situation with Jay and Snoop? Where
I think she liked him.
You think she liked him?
I give it that.
Yeah. She's so young. I mean, but and then their difference. I mean, she was like, he's old enough to be her dad.
Papa.
Yeah. So
well, I bet she was calling him daddy at some point.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you think that's the end of her though? Do you think that, you know, she breaks up with him and that's her exit and that's done? Like, there's no more from her.
Maybe she'll be on the reunion
I don't even think she'll make a random episode.
I'm thinking she might even make the reunion. Yeah, she was short lived. What was that? 3 episodes.
She was a cameo.
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, she might be on there, but I can't see it. Extra. I feel like
you ain't never been nothing more than a cameo, son.
That's what guest stars do. You ain't never been nothing more than a cameo. Yeah,
you're nothing but a basketball being passed around.
Drewski with the quotes on him. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, I got a few. Yeah, yeah. I still haven't picked my favorite one, but I got a few. Yeah, yeah, I got a few.
Somebody said Jade was a sofa.
Yeah, a sofa.
You call for that.
Sky Patterson. Shout out to Sky Patterson. She joins us all the time in the chat. Shout out to you.
It was a sofa. Sky Patterson, shout out.
And she's like, I'm from LA. Yeah. I will find out. Yeah. Like,
Stop it.
I don't think you in that circle. Yeah.
No, you're not. You're not. Because you're like a paralegal. It was kind of like a paralegal.
The paralegals don't run in that. Yeah, that they don't. I don't think so.
The like ones, yeah. All right. So speaking of quotes, Cardi B, she gave one. I'm self-made, baby. kiss the bicep.
She did.
I'm like, okay.
I respect it, though, because out of everybody, as far as the new, I guess, ones. Cardi B got on straight through Instagram, just talking that smack on the gram, which elevated her music.
She's actually on
that
tour.
So, yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean,
I think we're all fans of Cardi B.
Yeah.
In this room.
Yeah, I mean, Cardi B to me is making the show right now.
Yeah,
like, she's making the show pop, and she's also, I feel like, she's doing legitimate work. I mean, I think. But Yandy's been established for a while. She's not, like, trying to get on. I mean, she's definitely, you know, doing her thing. But she's been in the business for a while. As far as the people that get on the show and then try to make something of themselves, I think Cardi B is the success story, if we can say that.
Right.
So she's definitely doing that. The conversation she had with Mariah and Bianca on the beach, I was like, it was like the gossip thing to do. And like, okay, well, what's your gossip? And then it's like, well, this is what's going on with me. And I'm really, like, my temperament for Bianca is slowly decreasing every episode. Because I'm like, you are so thirsty.
It's just really immature.
It's immature. It's thirst. Like, she needs Gatorade and a dress. with a sleeve, with sleeves on it. Like, because it's just like, dude, what are you doing?
She's putting on a role, an act. Like I said last week, she's trying to play into that, like...
But it's like, it's so side forced. Side role. But it seems forced. It's, like, it's not legitimate.
That's not how... I don't think that's really how she is in real life. No,
I don't think that is how she is either. No. And I don't think anybody... Like, it's... Like, to sit up here and be like, first of all, there's a guy that you're saying you... don't want to be with, but you do want, like, because anytime he comes at you, you're like, leave me alone. But then it's like, well, I got this hotel room because my apartment's getting fumigated. So, right. So, I'm going to bring him to my hotel room. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
and she going to open up the door, right? And nothing but bra and panties.
Like, what do you think that's going to, and shout out to, because, you know, Sky was like, yeah, you got your booty done. So I'm thinking, like, okay, did she get her booty done, like, just for that night? Like, so what did she do? Yeah, like yeah. What she said, you got your booty.
What
like,
did she mean?
Did she? I didn't get that. Like,
you know
she,
what?
Fixing the wig.
Hold on. Let me see. I got the, get it right up here.
Hey, Holmes. Yeah. What's going on, man?
I got...
tonight is the night.
Right. Got the bangs up here. My thing, I'm just... Hopefully she never pulls out that Soul Glow wig ever again. Because that was ridiculous.
Are you talking about on the beach?
No, just ever. Like, I ever. Don't I'm, ever bring that out
I
again.
Wasn't a fan of the...
The yeah. blue one?
The
blue
glasses. One the no, these Kiss Lips glasses. Oh, did you notice that?
See-through.
It was... Yeah. And it had like little lips she got
her,
on it.
She let her have her own style, y'all. She got her own little style.
I don't think anybody's
going to see a couple little Johns walking around in white like
think
that.
So? You think so?
With the beach background, because that wasn't a real beach. That wasn't. No,
with the guys that
New
they
York
were talking to.
Like
yeah. Like, hey, you guys want? No, we don't want. Like, we're not interested at you.
And all right, we like guys.
We're good. It's like, we're okay. We're just fine. Thank you.
That whole scene, like, just sincerely annoyed me.
Yeah. I was annoyed as well. I was annoyed as well.
Guys, I don't think we are good
at doing this
panel.
No, but I mean, we're speaking the truth.
Yeah, because it's like...
It's needed, though.
Like, yeah. As a wife, like, shut the fuck up.
Because, I mean, really, though, it does. Yeah. It gets insulting
you.
At a point.
Yeah.
It's like, you're insulting my intelligence as a viewer.
Man. Right.
You really want me to think that this is real
this
deal.
This bullshit, man.
Like, come on. Come on. I will say, the realest thing... This particular episode, for me.
I already know where you're going, because I wanted to talk about that, too.
Yeah, Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop?
Yeah.
Okay. It was the realest
That
thing.
Was an amazing moment.
Right.
Like, yes, I applaud Snoop for sharing that with the world.
Right.
I applaud Mona for putting that out there and helping this show. Good job. But yeah, like, it was a great... That was amazing. Like,
it was.
I was with that. It felt... Like, it was the real
and
deal.
It
like,
felt to genuine. Me, it was very unexpected because up to this point, and it was still kind of early in the season, but Snoop didn't really show any type of emotion.
Yeah,
it wasn't really just the kind of the hardcore whatever. I was on the wire.
Snoop
and,
from
you
the
know,
wire.
Baltimore and da-da-da-da, and that was it. And so to see that, I appreciated that for her character and just for her as a person in general, and see that... I will say, though, not to get the clown suit back on, zipped up, but her godmother, Denise, was she going to the pier or the club?
Or like, the club,
I'm just trying to figure out, was she on her way to the
club to
go to the pier?
She like, was fly.
What?
She was fly, because really, she was...
I think the tag was still on the dress.
She was trying to get picked up.
Like,
okay.
The tag was still on. I think I saw a tag still on the dress. Like, she literally picked up the outfit. On the way to the pier, was like, oh, I'm about to stunt with him on this.
Right.
I'm about to stunt with him.
Oh, we going on Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Let
me get ready.
Hold up. No, because these bitches don't even know.
They don't even know.
I'm the godmother. I'm the godmother.
I'm my hair.
Oh, God.
You're about to take me down.
Oh, is that what I was like, what's going on? Are you okay?
Man, y'all
like,
turn up. Got all excited. Show over there.
She was just like, help.
Today I was headphones.
You're about to take me down.
Oh, man.
But,
yeah, no, I mean, tell me, what did you guys think of that entire, that scene? I mean, there was two of them. That was, of course, with her and the godmother kind of just getting some advice. And then, of course, there was her talking to Jay and really kind of just, you know, pouring out her heart. What did you think, sincerely?
it solidified my being a fan of Snoop. Like, okay. I knew I already liked her going into it, and then after this, it was like, yep, I knew I picked the right one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was one of those, it was a situation, she knew what she had to do, she knew it wasn't going to be easy, but she said, all right, what's done, got to be done, and she dropped a thug tear, and she...
Handled it like a G, as you put it.
The relationship was getting really toxic. I feel like Jay would have been like abusive and like would have started abusing Snoop. Like, I'm not trying to take it to that level, but I feel like, because the fact that she's like, I feel like throwing tables right now.
I feel
now.
Like I want to flip like,
turn
the
up this whole
I feel like she
right
had
now.
Like anger issues. And
I want to go get some gasoline and
light. It's clear that like
and Snoop, douse this place.
You know, Snoop puts on this like.
That was the translation version of what she wanted to do.
I want to burn your sneakers.
I want to put water in your gas tank.
I want to put sugar in your gas tank. I want to.
Now that would have been great. Have they like kept that relationship going on and they kind of show like all the crazy stuff that she was
that would be great.
What that she was going to do
for ratings? Yeah. That'd
be great.
Okay.
That'd be great. Right?
You want to see all the craziness?
Like, yeah. And then the bitch had the nerve. Like she would have been doing some crazy stuff.
I want to sew your ass cheeks together and
feed
you.
Okay.
Wu-Tang? Nobody Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang, come on, son.
Damn.
Look it up, Wu-Tang.
I'm lost on that one, bro.
It's the torture skit. All right, go ahead.
I feel like Snoop, like, you know, obviously we've seen, like, an emotional side of her.
Right.
And I feel like maybe Jay would have just, like, really had her, like, on some depressed type of vibes. Because Jay's just, like, hella negative.
Right.
For no reason.
Well, I mean, again, and this has been my gripe with her, and I've not been shy about it, but she left her child and the rest of her family in Chicago to move... to New York to supposedly be in this relationship, which I really don't
buy. She got the Little Mermaid disease.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I really, and I think that's a reason, to me, attributes to her negativeness because she knows she's doing that, but it's like probably a conflict of interest. Like, well, and I'm not saying she doesn't have feelings for Snoop at all. I'm not saying that, but come on. Like, really? My thing is like, either you bi-coastal or whatever, don't just move and then you literally kind of leave that situation there.
Right.
Yeah. And realistically, you're getting paid to be on the show. And the one thing is, and even talking with the Godmom, she was kind of exposing that. She was just like, you know, is she really here for you? Because she could be here for an opportunity. And this came out last episode when she was like, you gonna put her on and you ain't doing nothing for me. It's like, well, wait, what are you here for? I thought you're here for love, not to get on.
Hello.
So, okay.
There you go, Lem, the poet saying.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, keep it real, keep it 100. So, anyway, I appreciated her telling her story about her mom passing away. Yeah, I think a lot of people also could relate to that, like definitely. Not growing up with a mom, but then being conflicted when the mom passes. And I thought I was touched by that as well. Yeah. And I was glad that they did air that and had that going on. I will say, Mona Scott, if there is real, genuine moments, it does make it.
Yeah.
You know, in the midst of all the chaos.
The bullshit.
Right.
And if Jay knew all that stuff that happened to, like, Snoop in her past, like, why are you, like, being... hella abusive towards her and like trying to, you know, do all this crazy stuff towards her when you kind of know she don't, like, to hear that she like could have died as a baby, that was hella, that was hella sad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was like,
that was crazy.
Damn.
So.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
So, I knew this was coming. Kind of wanted to jump over to the whole Bianca situation because... we see that she gets busted out by Mariah Lynn, right?
Yeah.
And Mariah Lynn...
Not really, because she fucking said, tell her I said it.
But you know she didn't mean that. That's big talk. That's that's big bridges talk.
Nah, you said it. You said it.
But you didn't think it was going to cause a problem, though.
We knew it was going to cause a problem. That's what the whole thing is. She is starting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, don't get mad when you like, hey... can you turn that light on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I do it.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me to turn the light on. Yeah.
Right.
Tell her.
All I'm saying is I knew it was going to it was going to be a problem once she said it. And realistically, like, that's kind of a punk move. Like,
Which one?
To tell her. to be like, oh, hey, so just so
when,
you know.
When
I agree
with Raya told
Scott. That's what I'm saying. Okay. It's a punk move.
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
She said what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And that would be hella fake for her to be up in Sky's face and not tell her.
I agree with that, but what's also hella fake of her is being in the midst of this whole fucking shit.
And that's the thing.
That has nothing to do with it.
Right. That's the part that I have issue with. Like, I see if you're going to be cool with both of them, then be cool with both of them, but you have to understand that these people are at odds. Right. So for you to be like, oh, give me information, oh, let me pass information, you're just, I mean, you're just
storing
up stuff. Well,
where's the bread?
Well, like a,
speaking of birds.
Smell like a snake.
Yo, that seed. Like, oh,
take
hold
it
on,
out.
Hold on,
take
hold
it out.
How are you going to, okay, who walks around with pieces of bread stuck in their bra?
Here's the thing. Sometimes you need tissues. So you can't stuff tissues because you're going to need it. You're never going to need the bread.
So you just keep the bread in there.
I've liked Sky all the way up to this
just now. Right.
When she pulled out that bread, come on, son. Your stock just dropped.
You know, she wanted to make, she wanted to have that reality TV moment.
That was, what it was?
That was great.
That was a reality TV moment.
But definitely was.
But that was a
It was a reality TV moment.
It was a ratchet moment. Like have a moment, like okay, there's moments where you like, oh man, like quotables, like we're gonna get into. Where it's like, oh, she said that or did that. No one is gonna be like, oh man, I'm gonna use that when I holler at my dude side piece, I'm gonna get me some bread. Like, and it was even good bread. Like it was like
It was a 99 cent. It wasn't even Wonder Bread. It was like, I wonder bread.
That's what it was.
He's
like,
just like, here, bread.
Here's the thing that, bothered, and this is why the entire episode annoyed me outside of Snoop's part, is constantly, not even just this season, previous seasons as well, we see all these women go back and forth with other women over dudes and never, ever, ever make the dude take any type of responsibility.
Yes. She should have threw the bread at Drewski. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, you shouldn't, you, like, there is no reason for Sky to confront Bianca.
No.
That is, Bianca is not the issue.
Drewski
at all.
The whole situation with him getting caught up, that was just
with the whole lipstick on the
was crazy. It kind of showed, like, basically what we've been saying this whole time, like, he just, she was kind of just like a side piece, but then it kind of contradicted it too, because he was like, oh yo, like, what are you doing, like, why are you in a bra?
Well, this is my thing. He knows how she feels about him. Like, he's not stupid, which is why he continues with it. And it's supposed to be business, but no, you don't need to do business like that. And then the line that he says, I thought I was going to meet you at a bar. Like,
I mean, there are bars and hotels. I'll give him that.
However, but he's in her room. So if you thought she was going to meet, then put your clothes on and meet me at the bar. Like, don't, like, oh, you're upstairs in your room. Oh, okay, great. Then I'll just come up there with you. Oh, you're in your bra and panties? Oh, well, I'll still come in. Also, you know what I'm saying?
Also, too, once she opened up the door, he saw the situation. So at that point, he chose if I'm going to step into this or if I'm going to step out.
And she kissing him on his face. And the whole reason why it changed up was when his girl came and was pounding on the door like the police.
Yeah. Like, oh, the door's for you.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see.
Who is it?
I'm not going to look through the people. Let me see.
That was one of those reality TV moments where you knew that he knew something was going to happen, but he didn't know exactly what was going to happen. So, I don't know why they decided to air it, because you could tell it was fake. But,
And then how is it going to... I mean, yeah, exactly. We don't need to go any further on that.
So, basically, what he should have done was push her off of him, basically.
What he should have done
Yo, chill, B.
Yo, you know I got a girl.
Yo, dead ass, B.
Yo,
you know I got this white...
I just want to show you like the cover of the single.
I just want to show you this picture that I couldn't email.
Throw a blanket at her.
I just want to show you this picture that I can't send through an email.
Right. That's so the cover.
Exactly.
You can't send the email. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, come on,
that
man.
I can't send through an email or text.
Stop it.
You want Instagram or Facebook. I just want to.
Stop it. That's the thing. Like, just be honest. Just be like, yo, I kind of feeling her too, and I'm just conflicted. Like, I feel like if he said, well, not that she'd like that anymore, but at least he's honest. He's not honest, and he keeps lying to her. And my thing is, like, Sky, I feel could do way better than him and should do better than him. And the fact that she's kind of just hanging around, I'm like, she's giving him way too many chances.
Yeah, because he's like, now I lost the woman, the exactly. one that I actually love.
Right.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up. Right, exactly. Stop lying. We got to get into Yandy.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Yeah, right, right. We got into Yandy and her changing locks and stuff, playing locksmith.
Another petty, stupid situation.
And this, okay, my thing with Yandy, I don't know how you guys feel about Yandy, but I felt like when she first came on the scene, I felt she was legit. Like, she had her career moving, and then, agreed. You know, like, she got with Mendices, and she was kind of holding him down through his, you know, struggles with, you know, law enforcement and, you know, his trial and all that was going on. She was with him. All of that stuff, the kids, everything jumping off. And I feel like, I mean, it was a little bit last season, but this season for sure, she really has gone down the petty path.
She's
like big time. Like stuff that I'm like, yeah. stuff that she would clown people over
yep.
and that she's doing now. And it's like,
now she's a hypocrite.
Super big. And like, to see, first you see, you know, we're introduced to Mandy's sister for the first time.
Yep.
We see her, and then, you know, they're talking, and, you know, Judy, her name is Neffy. And then we see Judy, the mom, who is the consummate hater, super on Yandy's side,
did you,
though.
Did anybody notice that little evil laugh? It was like, you got to change the
yes,
box.
Yes, yes, yes. yeah. And I feel like
it was like a.
I feel like the subtitle said evil laugh too. Like, I feel like it said that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The closed caption. Yeah, yeah. That was for real. No, but she's, you know, and then so she comes up, and then it's like, yeah, you should just change the lock. She's like, oh, I should.
Do it.
That's
do
what it. I'm like. Right, right, right. Do it. It's like, come on. So she changes the lock. So yeah, we see Erica go over and Erica, don't even put the key in. Just put,
Erica, I don't know if she even wanted to get inside the room.
Oh my gosh, I can't even. Oh, I can't even. It's not even working.
Yeah. But the note is what got me. The missus was like capitalized to like emphasize like missus.
Missus. Right.
The wife.
That was so...
She should have just spelled it out.
Right. Did you see how the car was waiting for her outside? Like, she knew she wasn't getting in the house, so she's going to not wait. Like,
it didn't work.
You ready to go to the next spot?
Yeah, he called the car for her.
Right, exactly. And then she calls Samantha, and of course, you know, what's Samantha going to do? Nothing.
I know, right?
But just kind of, I guess she needed somebody on her side. Like, yeah, girl, go in and confront her. Yeah. And da-da-da-da. And then she goes over there, and of course, she's in, you know, what's she going to do?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then the sister was so dramatic. Like, you really trying to get your 15 minutes.
She stood up.
Like, immediately, like, no. And it wasn't even like she was being aggressive. She was just like, what's going on with the key? Yeah. No. And then Andy's like, yeah, I changed the locks.
Yeah.
That's what, is he bosses doing? That's what
she said. I did that.
You know you are in a legit argument when you say the same thing over and over and over. I did that.
I changed the locks.
And then...
But did you notice how she got up so quickly when Erica came in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's up? What's popping?
I think for sure Erica would mollywop for sure.
Absolutely.
She would.
Absolutely.
You know what? I got my money on the side pieces on this one.
Yo, here, absolutely. Know? I think Samantha also can scrap. I think she's a little smaller.
Definitely.
I think she's a little smaller.
She's her mom.
I definitely think. But Erica, I think, will mollywop her to death. Like, I think she will murder. Like, really.
She'll and I don't condone girl on girl fighting. I don't.
Neither do I.
Right. But we're just keeping it real. Yeah.
You know.
No, I don't condone fighting at all. But I'm just saying, if it happened,
yeah,
I got my money on Erica.
I don't understand why she has an issue in the first place. Like, you have your man, you have your kids, you have your life. Why?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like she's trying to prove a point.
I'm telling you, this season, her stock just drops. Yeah. Like, she's bringing out all the nonsense that everybody respected her not to bring. So, like, she was up here, but now she's stooping down, you know?
I could even tell, too, like, she, even before this season came out, like, on Instagram, like, she's, like, showing more skin on Instagram. Like,
oh, really?
She was, like, way Mendici's more, gone. Like, conservative. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely. Absolutely.
Before, and then I saw, like, a picture of her and Bianca, like, with their, like, bathing suits, but they had, like, their... You know, they want to show their butts kind of like in the photo and things like that. Maybe Bianca's like having an influence on her. Like, you know, you start birds of a feather flock together. Sure. Like, mm-hmm. the, you know, the people you hang out with, you kind of right. almost, like...
Resemble
yeah. them, in a sense. Like, ratchets link up.
So. And I think also, too... And ratchetpeoplemeet.com.
That is an actual show, though. So.
And then also, you look at her, she's rocking with her best friend, Kimbella, who also is, you know... scantily clad, and you know, kind of has that same kind of formula, you know, with how she her appearance is. So I mean, who knows? I mean,
we've seen it.
Also, she's about making bread, you know, the real kind, not the kind you throw on the street at Birds. But she's about that making bread. So if that's making her, that's making her money, then who knows? She's doing that, and her dude's in jail, and he has nothing to say because you know, a lot of times you saw. The one episode when her cousin was training her, remember, and he just run up on her because she was posting pictures and how because, you know, she's usually conservative. So anyway, I do agree with that. And she's definitely changing for the worse, unfortunately. And it'll be interesting to see how she continues down this petty path, if she, you know, how that goes. Of course, we have to get into our lovely segment, Quotables. Yeah. So let's do that now. Engineer, can you give us some... I mean, we're trying to get this thing going, so we usually get some applause going. Hey, there we go. Okay. Hey!
There it is.
All right. So, Quotables. Khalil, we'll start with you.
Okay. This was a tough one for me because I didn't... I had a couple to choose from, but nothing that, like...
Stuck.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
But if I have to choose one, I have to say... it was between Drewski and Sky when she was like, "You got lipstick right on your lip."
Right.
Where?
It was right there.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Like, that moment was hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, that was where?
Where?
What do you think, man?
You got lipstick on your lip. Where? I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Girl, you tripping.
Okay, wait. All right, what about you, Trey?
I'd have to say, you playing Thought Scotch.
Yes. That was a good one.
Thought Scotch was great. I really love that one. Yeah, yeah.
That was a good one.
Oh, man. Okay, what you got, man?
Mine was, I'll say, you couldn't throw no real bread.
Right.
You can't throw no this fake shit over here. You can't throw no singles, no real bread.
Right, right.
That's a hypochondriac, if you think about it. But
no,
yeah.
Got it.
No,
got it.
No, I caught it as soon as it happened.
Yeah.
Like, this bitch really thinks.
Right.
The Webster's Dictionary defines bread as currency.
As actual money paper.
Oh, man. Okay, so for me, there was a few of them, and you guys kind of said mine that I was going to choose. So I will choose this one, and this is kind of more on the what we talked, the heartfelt side with Snoop. And, you know, when he's breaking up with Jay, and he's like,
I got
my heart hurting too. But it was like...
Look, honorable mention, mine was, I got to let you go.
I got to let you go.
Because I was like...
My heart hurting too.
But that's it was real. Like, it was sincere, but it was also Snoop. Yeah, like, it was just like, it was her way of being like... My heart hurts. Like, it's just the way she said it, though. Like, yeah, so, yeah, that's my joy.
No.
So,
yeah, that's right. I freaking love whatever they be saying in these episodes is hilarious. Yeah. Like, last week, he's like, you crying, you need water.
Joel,
you crying, what you need water?
Yeah, that was funny.
Like, that's going to help. That's exactly what I need. My tears
get her some H2O.
Need moisture.
Okay.
Because, I'm losing moisture, so I need to hydrate myself. Oh,
that
my gosh.
True.
Yeah,
that
that's
true.
Hilarious. All right, let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Man. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I don't even know. Which I'll actually start off with this. My gossip news of the week, so which we saw in the previews. Yeah. So Mona Scott Young was on the Wendy Williams show because there is a rumor that's actually true that Yandy and Mendeecees aren't actually married, right?
Oh man!
So she keeps flickering the ring in the people's
right.
I had to go like this on them, girl.
Faces. Mm. I don't know why, because we don't believe you. Mm-hmm. So that's actually
people.
Not real. Mm-hmm. So next week, and we saw in the previews, I believe that is going to air and actually come out. And shout out to somebody in the chat room. She's been going off about this whole marriage thing. Trust me, I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you. So.
Word.
Yeah. Word. So you think next week she's going to own up to it?
That's the. If she brings it on the show, then I guess that's owning up to it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because she said something weird like. You know,
the night before. That's what previews. I'm assuming that's what she meant.
Mm. Yeah, no, it was kind of was
which weird. If she does say that, that's going to be huge, because again, she's been flaunting that in front of the baby
mamas.
She's
been flaunting it
so
it's
much.
It's
going to
be
and
huge in the love and hip hop world.
Well, right? Yeah.
Right. So this is what we're discussing.
There was a whole
national news.
There was a whole.
It's not going to be on CNN. Like,
right.
We understand that.
But keep in mind, though, there was a whole VH1 special about this marriage.
I know.
And they had everybody show up to it. So it's like, yeah, it's
right.
All this bullshit.
Yeah. Which, just because I'm a Love & Hip Hop train, the Stevie J and Jocelyn situation, how they talked about being married and they were never married. So
this is an ongoing
thing. I should get married to somebody.
We are being lied to on the constant, man.
I don't know.
Maybe
anybody else got any predictions?
Maybe.
Kicking Cisco out the creep squad.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for
Jerry
that.
Springer.
Self is like, I'm the leader.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be amazing. That's going to be super dope.
It's going to be sad to watch grown men cry.
But for a terrible reason. But like a terrible reason. Not a great reason. A terrible reason, because they all want to be in the creep squad.
Not like y'all went to war together.
Yeah.
Your mom passed away.
Right.
Like, no.
Right.
You're not a part of our clubhouse anymore.
Right.
You can't sit with us.
Right. Get out the creep squad now. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, just because Cisco is so like sad to me, and even seeing he had this brief stint in this episode about the whole Mariah Lynn, and he's talking to her and she's like, I feel you and I feel your pain. I'm like, first of all, how you feel his pain, because you ain't talked to him in so long.
I actually bought that moment.
Did you?
Yeah, I bought that.
It was tough for me. She did cry, which okay, I respect, but you see that he didn't really show any emotion. He was just kind of like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I bought it from him.
I learned, right?
I thought he was being sincere.
You thought he was being sincere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a sensitive cat. That's please believe. He needs to be a poet like
Cisco
me.
Is
like,
he needs to be a poet emotional.
Like me, he's an emotional dude. Like, if anybody's emotional, he is got that on lock.
You know what I did? I didn't buy the Jade, Rich Dollars Girl. I didn't buy that.
Oh, okay.
But I did buy Cisco's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do think he's sad. Like, I think it's just a sad, like, whatever his situation.
I think a lot is sad.
It's a lot.
He's just plain sad just to be in this season.
Yeah, just his presence. Like, everything. He's not winning. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people at least see, like, they have something going. Like, even with the whole, like, oh, I'll produce you because I'm sad. Like, it just, you know, like, he just wants something. Like, do something with me, please. And then now he's not in the creep squad. Now he's like, you know, it's like, man, you got kids, man. Handle that. Like, you shouldn't be so sad. But anyway, we'll find that out. I will say one thing before we close out. What's up with Remy Ma, man? Papoose. Like,
where
I know
they
the chat they're talking about. And I didn't see him in the previews for the next episode. So I'm just like, is this not no drama? Is that what it is? Because I really want to see them, because they were
the kids
positive
thing and all that. Yeah, the kids trying to
like,
rap.
I want
to
see that.
I'm totally here for that.
Yeah. I want, because
this
I need
shit
some,
is annoying.
I want some positivity, some realness, you know? So hopefully we get more of that. Hopefully.
They're basically just going to replace that with Rich and his daughter, an intern.
Yeah.
Internship. You know, we can't have the real deal, so let's just, like, bring in another family.
Right.
You know, what if Mona Scott put them out first to reel us all in, and then now they just keep feeding us bullshit now?
Well played.
The bait and switch.
Right, yeah.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
Well played. Mm-hmm.
It's the oldest trick in the book. And
y'all got
according
to
my
game.
I know about that because of my Red Rover comment, because I'm old too. So, just saying. Because no one else knew about that except the dirty version, which
Red Rover. Bring Lil B thought assholes.
On that note,
we
want to thank you for tuning in and watching us talk. talk about Loving Hip Hop and all the craziness and malarkey that goes on. Want to thank those in the live chat always rocking with us and sharing what you think about the show. We appreciate it. Make sure, as my man always says, keep the conversation going in the comments. We love to get your opinion and what you kind of feel about everything. What do you feel about Yandy and Mandisa's not being married? How does that make you feel? What do you feel about how she's been treating the baby mamas? All of that that's going on, we want to hear your thoughts. Why you laugh? Really being serious right now. I've been your host, Lem Gonzalez, and as always, you can find me at The Poet Saint on all social media outlets. Where you at, Broham?
Yeah, yes, boy. It's your boy, Jimmy
I'm old.
B.
I'm old.
Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Shout out to a few people that did keep the conversation going on last week's comment. I do appreciate talking to you guys. Find me again on this episode here. Check out my blog, beyourowndad.blogspot.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trine. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk.
Khalil Boo Boo, Twitter and Instagram. Holla at the kid.
Holla at it. And, of course, we should be on a hiatus for the next couple of weeks because of the holidays. So make sure you have a good holiday.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
All that good stuff. Happy New Year. And we will see you when we come back on the flip side. Peace.
Woo-woo.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.